Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Noong nakaraang taon, umabot sa 900 Australiano ang namatay dahil sa influenza virus, habang umabot naman sa 313,061 ang mga Australianong na-infect ng flu. Habang ayon sa mga eksperto ay hindi naman epektibo ang influenza vaccine laban sa COVID-19, makakatulong di umano ito sa pagpapababa at pagtanggal ng tensyon sa sistema ng pangkalusugan na ngayon ay nakikibaka na laban sa coronavirus. Marami sa mga Australiano ang walang plano magpabakuna laban sa flu dahil paniwala nila low risk sila sa flu. Ngunit babala ng mga otoridad ng influenza virus ay may panganib na dala dahil maaari itong kumalat ng mabilisan sa loob ng 24 oras bago pa man lumabas ang mga sintomas at nakakahawa din ito sa loob ng isang linggo paglabas ng sintomas. Paliwanag ng pharmacist na si Chris Campbell, presidente ng Pharmaceutical Society of Australia Queensland Branch, mahalaga di umano na malaman ng mga tao ang panganib na dala ng influenza virus.
Influenza virus is an incredibly infectious respiratory disease. It leaves people unwell for a week or more. In worst cases, results in hospitalization and potential death. And if we look at last year, so 2019, we had 310,000 notifications of influenza. It's really important that people recognize the significant risks of this virus.
Anya, mas mabisang magpabakuna sa autumn season mula Marso hanggang Mayo upang masiguradong may depensa laban sa flu na umaarangkada sa malamig na panahon.
It's important that people prioritize their health in the lead up to the winter flu season and take preventative action. The best time to get the flu vaccination is in the early autumn months, and this ensures best protection in the peak flu season, which usually occurs between June and September. But as we saw last year in 2019, this was a little bit earlier. If the flu vaccination is taken, it is the single best way to protect against the flu. We know that the virus does consistently change, and getting vaccination from the flu every year is the best protection against the most recent and common circulating strains. What I will say is the best vaccination is the one that you get. So focus on getting it first and foremost, and then look at the timing.
Dagdag ni Ginong Campbell, mahalaga ang bakuna lalo na sa mga high-risk groups, kabilang ang mga matatanda, bata, mga buntis, lalo na ang mga may medical na kondisyon.
Everyone's at high risk of contracting the flu. The people at highest risk of complications are the young, pregnant women, older people, people with medical conditions, including asthma and heart disease. It may actually be appropriate for people when they're getting the influenza vaccination is to consider whooping cough as well. We've had people over the age of 50 who haven't had their booster in over 10 years, and it's to ensure that they're best protected for the winter. So it's not just one vaccine preventable diseases. We look as immunizers to protect against any vaccine preventable disease.
At kung sakali mang masama ang pakiramdam, payo niya na maiging pababain ang panganib na maikalat ito sa pamamagitan ng pagpapahinga at pagbisita sa iyong GP.
If you think you have the flu, the best thing to do is to decrease the chance of transmitting the virus to someone else. So we recommend that you self-isolate, which means don't go to work, don't go to school, don't go to any outside events, and rest. Your local pharmacist can help treat symptoms and provide some relief. Now, there are scenarios where a doctor may prescribe an antiviral. This will help to decrease severity of the infection for some people, but most importantly, it can help to reduce the chance of transmission to others. If someone is unsure, come and speak to their pharmacist or into their GP.
Laging tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan, kaya manatiling malusog at malakas, lalo na sa paparating na taglamig.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.